This is number 74. It's called Shameless Commerce Division. Face it, although it has many other rewards, being a writing teacher isn't the most lucrative profession in the world. Some of us augment our income by selling horses, but I'm not cut out for that. Others among us buy stacks of lottery tickets every week and hope, or try to entice their friends into investing in some pyramid scheme they've found. But I've taken my future security and my retirement into my own hands by creating a line of Bill Woods training aids and accessories, each designed to answer a pressing need in the dressage community. You may have noticed how hard it is to teach your horse to stand quiet and immobile, halted at X. To solve this training problem, I offer a short length of garden hose for you to drop from the saddle anytime you need a good halt. You know how horses just love to stand on the hose, right? Mine comes in two models, green for schooling and clear plastic for actual competition, so the judge won't see it. My second item speaks to the oft-voiced complaint that riders can sit to the trot just fine without their stirrups, but as soon as they take them back, as they must during a test, they bounce. A careful examination of my rulebook determined that while stirrups are mandatory, there's no mention whatsoever about stirrup leathers. My invention allows you to clip your irons directly to your show boots sans leathers and sit as comfortably as if you didn't have stirrups at all. Judges will be too preoccupied with making more important decisions to detect such a minor omission. The set comes complete with an instructional manual that reminds you to remove your irons before going to the concession stand, lest you run into the judge or the TD there. Then there are people who are just too wound up with their horses, their family, and their tests to do a good job keeping saddle pads fresh and tidy. For those riders, I present the Chia saddle pad. It never needs to be washed. You just mow it. As a judge, I'm constantly amazed at how much power and authority some riders assume I wield over them. If it comes from my mouth, it must be true. I tested this supposition a few weeks ago at a schooling show. A woman had just finished a test in which she'd made several errors of course. I told her of another product of mine that would help her out, describing a music stand-like contraption that mounts right in front of the withers and holds your test booklet open and readable as you perform. She seemed to be taking this all in, so I went one step further with the tale of a forgetful woman whose husband, optometrist, had etched the test protocol on the inside of her contact lenses. When she still nodded agreeably, I escalated to the one about the horse that hated dressage, so the doctor fitted him with lenses etched with trees and jumps, so he always thought he was going cross-country. I don't think she was just being overly polite. I think she actually believed me. Meanwhile, not long ago, as I finished a schooling session at home, I hung my dirty saddle pad over the stall door and discovered a nearly perfect image of the Blessed Virgin in the sweat mark on its underside. When viewed at just the right angle, it might alternatively have been Elvis. So, maybe this is goodbye. If I don't answer my email anymore, it's because I've heard back from either the Vatican or Graceland. My financial woes are behind me, and my new life has already begun.